Will Lutz kicked five field goals, including a 35-yard game winner, as time expired Sunday, pushing the Denver Broncos past the Kansas City Chiefs 22-19 for their eighth straight victory. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talked about the loss.
They did what they needed to do to win the game, and we got to just get rid of some mistakes there and penalties and so on. Take care of that. We had opportunity, 2-3 and outs. Yeah. You know, you can't do that. So, you know, we learn from it and we move on. So that's what you do right now.
This Sunday, the Chiefs are at home with the Indianapolis Colts. Other scores yesterday, it was Miami over Washington 16-13. Green Bay beat the New York Giants 27-20. Houston defeated Tennessee 16-13. Carolina a winner over Atlanta 30-27. Jacksonville defeated the L.A. Chargers 35-6. Buffalo beat Tampa Bay 44-32. Pittsburgh a winner over Cincinnati 34-12. San Francisco beat Arizona 41-22. L.A. Rams defeat Seattle 21-19. It was Baltimore over Cleveland 23-16. Philadelphia beat Detroit 16-9. And tonight, the Dallas Cowboys are in Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Ahmad Hardy had a career-best 300 rushing yards and three touchdowns on 25 carries, and Terronio Pride Jr. had a 62-yard fumble return for a pick six to help Missouri beat Mississippi State 49-27 Saturday night. Jacob Clark threw for a season-high four touchdown passes, and Missouri State defeated UTEP 38-24 on Saturday. Michael Van Buren Jr. threw a 12-yard touchdown pass to Bauer Sharp to rally LSU to a 23-22 win over Arkansas on Saturday, snapping a three-game losing streak. College basketball, Arkansas State men overcame an early deficit and upped their winning streak to 11 home games on Saturday night inside First National Bank Arena, defeating Christian Brothers 95-67. Texas Arlington used a 15-1 run at the end of the first half and the start of the second half while holding visiting Missouri State to just 32% shooting in a 67-49 win for Texas Arlington over the Bears on Saturday. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzly team lost to Butler County Community College Saturday 99-80. Grizzlies had three players score in double figures, led by Desiah Green with 16 points. Alonzo Easterlin and Micaiah Lindsay had 11 points each. The Grizzlies fall to 2-6 on the season. Tonight, the Missouri Tigers are back in action. They'll host Prairie View A&M. On Tuesday, Arkansas returns to the court as they host Winthrop. High school football playoff action on Friday. Some exciting wins for our local teams in Class 1 District 3. The championship goes to Thayer. They beat Marionville 42-21. West Plains Zizzers win the Class 4 District 6 championship. They beat Carl Junction 36-6. In Class 2 District 3, the championship goes to the Liberty Eagles with a 55-7 win over Forsyth. And in Class 3 District 5, Mountain Grove takes the championship with a hard-fought victory over Clever 28-21. In state playoff action in Arkansas, the defending 3A state champion Salem Greyhounds get a big win, 54-7 over Folk. Melbourne lost to Newport 48-14. In the 4A, Arkadelphia beat Highland 44-6. Pocahontas defeated Nashville 32-13. Batesville lost in the 5A state playoffs to Greenbrier 49-21. And Mountain Home with a huge win over Sheridan 78-42 in their game on Friday night. The Southwest Cross Country Coaches Association met Wednesday in Springfield to select the 2025 All-Southwest Region athletes, and the Zizzers showed up big. Cabron Gunner, Class 4 Girls Athlete of the Year. Joe Robertson was the Class 4 Boys Athlete of the Year. Coach Alicia Gunner was the Class 4 Boys and Girls Coach of the Year. First team All-Southwest Region went to Joe Robertson, Chaska Sheeran, Trevin Smith, and Hunter Stanley. For the girls, Cabron Gunner, Emily Ritter, and Carly Romans. Second team All-Southwest Region. Boys, Blake Romans. Girls, Emma Dixon, Lena Fink, and Sarah King. Honorable mention, All-Southwest Region, Zion Barnett and Dylan Wade. And for the girls, Libby Hart. Congratulations to all the Zizzer athletes. High school basketball on the schedule tonight. Highland girls are at home with Melbourne. Walnut Ridge girls play host to Westside. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.